Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello. Where is he? Oh. Where is James Bond? He's vanished. He has run away. He's hiding from Scaramanga. Can you see him today?
He is a cheeky Bond. He is a cheeky Bond. He is a cheeky Bond. He is a cheeky Bond.
Cheeky. James Bond. Da-da-da-da-da. Where is he, guys? Where is James Bond? Where is James Bond tonight? He's cheeky. Very, very cheeky Bond tonight. Very cheeky Bond. He is hiding. That James Bond is hiding. Can anybody see James Bond? Nowhere says Digital Geek Me. Incorrect. Incorrect stats. Well, thank you for the hellos, Seaweed Mermaid and Laura and Sit Stands and the Smiths and VFX 86. Mandy says in the photo frame. Jason Stratham says up my bum. Come on, guys. I can't see him tonight, says Danny. He's hiding. I'll give you a clue. He's hiding.
Oh, is he?
He's hiding. Barry Pickles. Barry Pickles has got it. Barry Pickles has got it. Pickles has got it. We're going to...
Oh, I see him.
Where is he?
Micro Bond.
There we go. Here is James Bond. He was hiding. He had to run away. Now he's as big as the screen. James Bond. Da 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 da. Boom. Ba dum. Boom. Ba da ba bam bam. Let's make Bond as big. My Bond is as big as my word.
Your word is your Bond.
Oh, look, no, there's us. Look, behind us. Hang on, behind us. What's behind us? Let's see what's behind that. Let's see what's behind the green.
It's another us.
What the? Whoa, this is like... Bond, out of the way.
Honestly.
James Bond.
Such a scene stealer.
James Bond. I got... But there's two me's. Hang on a minute. This has all got a little bit. Right. We're going to put Bond back in his box in a minute.
Away with you, Bond.
In Hindi, Bond means ass.
Does it?
Yeah. Right, so we're gonna put Bond back on the shelf. Now we know where James Bond is. There we go. There he is.
Away with you now, please.
Away with you, Bond. Thank you to everybody.
Oh.
He's a little bit... He's cheeky Bond.
Cheeky Very Bond. Cheeky. Bye-bye now. Off you pop.
There we go.
There he is.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Back on the Bond shelf.
Welcome to the late night alternative. It's so hot. I'm wearing a dirty T-shirt. I had a whole tub of vegan ice cream for my lunch because it was too hot.
Mm.
And, it's just too hot. I'm dirty. You've made an effort. I would say I'm going to... May I speak freely? You've made too much of an effort.
So I'm not going to apologise.
These guys don't deserve it.
But I do.
These guys do not deserve it.
I've been sitting in my pyjamas all day. It's the only reason for me to get dressed is to come out. So I'm going out.
We got some comments in the chat. We've got some comments in the chat.
Where's my bell?
Spindolero. Hi, guys. Have you watched Laurel Canyon? Thought of you when watching it. Do you know what it is?
About the famous Bohemian neighborhood that is Laurel Canyon.
Exactly. No, I haven't watched it. Bones Malones says, I've been wearing the same Gap t-shirt all freaking week. All freaking week with soya sauce on it. Now, is soy? I'm so confused. What's the difference between a soya and a soy?
Well, they're both beans. Soya, I would think of as white. Soy, I would think of as brown.
Mm. Han says, why is Pierce Brosnan over your face on the thumbnail to the stream? Because that's my fantasy. That's my fantasy.
Pierce Brosnan over your face.
Dave, Bob Dave says, Kath seems effortlessly stylish. Wow.
In it.
Oh, look, this has changed. Okay. What happened there? Oh, that's it. No, it hasn't changed.
You should have seen me in my Batgirl pyjamas. All day long.
Right, well, Salmon of Knowledge. Salmon of Knowledge says, soya in Europe, soy in the US. So are you telling me that soya milk and soy sauce comes from the same thing? Because I will not believe that. One is white, one is brown. Saying that, I can make white and brown. They come from the same source. So maybe that is correct. But that confuses me hugely. What's on the tape says, I change my pants regularly, by which I mean I start to smell them while sitting up.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Mate.
Oh, no.
Mate. No, mate. We need to fix something here. Bond is not in my close-up, and Bond needs to be in my close-up.
Is it because you want him subliminal?
No,
because
I want
any light bulb.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I want this show to be as in real IRL life as possible. So I want it to look like this is how we live. That this is like, you know, I want this to look almost like a documentary.
Yeah.
Where is he? There he is. So he needs to go there. Mm-hmm. Maybe just shrink him. We'll make it better, make it a bit bigger for that one, won't we? Let's have a look. Let's just go from there.
It seems bigger in that picture.
In which one? This one?
Yeah, perspective-wise.
But he will be bigger because we're closer to him.
Oh, right, okay. In that one, he's far away. And that one, he's close.
This one should be like this.
This one, he's small.
Should be like
this
that.
This one, he's far away.
Should be.
Yes! Actually, no, look, he goes to the, like, almost to the bottom of Frank's eye there. So, smaller.
Okay.
Smidgen more. There we go. Perfecto.
I noticed this today. It's a little bit clunky when you move stuff around. There we go. Probably over a little bit.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, now they're going to think he's always there.
The next thing, oh, this is what I'm doing Sunday. I'm going to get a little video of him on a loop playing. So it's him, just
can we have
talking
more than one, because I want someone on my shoulder.
We can have as many as you want. What do you want, another Bond?
No,
I want a video.
I want Cher.
Okay, you want Cher?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
I want big hair Cher.
Big hair,
leather studs, Cher.
Hang on, let's go here. Let's go big hair, Cher.
Beautiful. This is what I want. Snap out of it. That one.
Which one?
That one.
That one.
No. Well,
which
not
one
sad, Cher.
Well, which one are you pointing to?
That one.
Not enough. Love and understanding. Right, so what we're going to do is now we're going to open... what is the thing I use? I use Canva. That's what I use. So
do you remember what Cher said when we saw her at the recent concert?
What are you guys doing in my dressing room?
No, that was Jackie Stallone.
Okay.
Cher said, what's your granny doing tonight?
Oh, yeah.
She was, how old is she? 76?
She's 163.
What's your granny doing tonight?
We'll start the show in a bit,
I'm
guys.
Playing a concert in front of all these people.
It's Friday. There we go. So we're going to drag her out here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make set images background, and then we're going to just get rid of the background.
Yeah.
There we go. This is going to be worth it, guys.
This is going to make me so happy. I will feel...
The show's going to be so good as a direct result of having Cher.
Yeah.
And we're going to Cher download that. Download. Yeah, I just did that.
Yeah.
Download.
I don't think that's her real hair. I'm going to say it.
Download. And then what we do is we then should... Can we just drag you? Will you let me drag you, madam?
Yes, she will.
Here we go. Oh,
just like Jesse James.
Where do you want me to put Cher?
Could you pop her on the mantelpiece, please?
Okie dokie. So, but then we're going to...
Diminish. There we go. Tiny. Oh, that makes me so happy.
All right, so let's have a look at that. Okay, so let's make her a little bit smaller. So if we go to the close-up, this is... I mean, Jesus, what a ridiculous way to live. She's there. She would be there.
She would be there.
So we're going to paste... this, and we're going to put her.
Oh, there she is.
There she'd be a little bit
magical
bigger.
Cher pixie.
There we go, and then we go. There we go. We're in. We're in. We got a show. We've got a show. How happy are you,
this
Catherine?
This is on the end of my finger.
Oh, won't be the first time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. If you Google the celeb name PNG, you'll get a lot of transparent background pictures. I just made one. I just made one.
We don't need their technology.
I just made one. I just made one.
I've got the wrong headphones.
No, you haven't. I've checked.
Yeah, I have. I have them broken ones.
All right.
You've got the... I think yours are too loud.
Well, these are actually your headphones.
I know.
Helena says, I think that was content. Yeah, that was content. That was content.
Oh, thanks, Hayden Beckett.
What for?
He thought it was content.
Hey, subscribed. Resubscribe. Thank you. No one else has subscribed or given any bits. So you, screw you all. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. It's a phone-in show. It is the only phone-in show on Twitch. We want to play a game which is really hard to do. Oh, quick game of chopsticks.
Oh, no. This is...
Quick game
I
of chopsticks.
This game.
No, you don't. This decides who gets to do take the first phone call. Oh, okay. Hands out. Okay. Was that hands out? That hands out. Oh, mate. Come on. Four. That hands out. Unlucky, mate. You get to take the first phone call.
Oh. So the winner doesn't do anything.
Lino Ja. Why have we gone out of focus?
Because Cher is in.
Why is my hand in focus? I had such trouble with this. Wonderful. Hang on, I'm going to press a little button.
Hi.
There we go. Wonderful camera. Panasonic Lumix GH5. If you are one door ing. All right, Boily, go.
Yo, 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 you're on the show.
This is it.
What do you know? Go.
Hiya, it's Phil from Shropshire.
Oh, of course it is. How are you, Phil?
I'm all right, thank you. First time caller, long time listener. I got the bell, yes. I've been listening to Ian since, it's Absolute Days with Barry from Watford.
Shut up, Catherine. I was better then. I had a producer and everything. It was a good show then. Good show, content.
Aww. Yeah, and I've been following the podcast. I'm loving the amount of podcast content you're doing now. I'm a lorry driver, so I just put on the iPod and it's great.
You're welcome. Bless it's me you. What done them.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I do the YouTube stuff. Thank you for keeping this country... what are you driving? Food?
Bin collections.
Thank you for keeping this country smelling nice. Thank you for your... Hey, so are you a driver or were you one of the lads that goes around the back?
No,
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm a driver, yeah.
Because that's a high COVID risk job. Not the driving, that's nothing. No disrespect, Phil. But the lads that are emptying the bins and stuff, they're basically rubbing hands on the faces of everybody in the borough.
But no, they're not, because they've been wearing gloves since before it was a thing.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Phil?
Yep. Go on.
They have, haven't they? They wear gloves, right?
Yeah, we wear gloves, but this is the weirdest thing. I'm not going to say which council I work for, but it's odd that although there has been high amounts of COVID in our area, we've had no cases of it in our workforce. It's weird.
Ah, well, that backs up my theory that COVID-19 is a myth made up by the government to suppress us, to suppress our freedom, to suppress our freedoms and our rights as individuals to stand next to each other. Thank you, Moz UK. Phil, what can we do for you on this holy, this wonderful holy evening?
Nothing. I just wanted to ring in and say thank you for all the content. I'm loving the fact that you two are both on an equal footing now. And why isn't it called the Catherine and Ian show?
Oh, because...
Well, because it's my computer.
Shocking.
Thank you, Phil.
It's as simple as that.
My computer. Have you noticed how some of the videos have been labelled?
No. Should I check?
If I were you, Catherine, I would check my YouTube channel.
Your YouTube channel. YouTube.
Just have a little look and talk to me.
Okay.
There's not enough love and understanding. Have a little look at the YouTube channel and then talk to me.
You won't believe what happens.
Karen, read all the titles.
Stephen Page versus TLNA with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Oh, look, the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee. Oh, look at that.
You see?
Catherine being a belle.
That's my favourite. I've not quite got into the habit of alternating yet, but I'm doing a few where it's me in the front. Because I'm also
aware... It's a little bit me. It's a little bit you.
Ooh. I'm also aware it's twitch.tv/Ian Lee. We're not changing that. That can't be changed.
No.
But I'm flipping you over. I'm flipping you over and really trying to get you in the front end on the internet. 0203 286 6370. Boom, boom. Is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Hey, listen, if you're a subscriber, you won't see these adverts. If you're not...
There it is.
You will.
I knew I'd bruise myself on them flipping inflatables the other day. That's right. A sports injury right there.
We've lost some of the non-subscribers, right, because we're playing 2 minutes of adverts. We have to play...
Okay, while they're out, we can tell you some secrets.
We can tell you exactly what we think of those scumbags.
Yeah.
I think they need to buck up their ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they need to start subbing.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed they smell a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. So I be like, don't be Lino. It's one of the people who's just subscribed. Be like Lino.
Mm.
Be like Lino. It's like Bruce Lee says, be like water. Be like Lino. Subscribe. I don't know why I'm telling you to subscribe.
You've already done it.
You've subscribed.
Shh. Ipsnay on the Ecret say.
Let's just wait. This one time we're going to wait.
And I know, when we give you the everyone laugh.
We've got 1 minute, 8 seconds.
Okay. So practice your faces. I'm just going to wave my whistle.
So right, when we start laughing, just everyone like do like lols and emojis. Like
the
we've
best.
Had a really, really good time. And then if someone could say...
So true.
If someone could say... And yes, you're right. Thank you. If someone could say, God, I'm so glad I subbed, that was well worth it.
Yeah, great. How much longer?
Hang on a minute. We got an infiltrator. Gucci Tooch says, I'm not a subscriber, but I can see all this.
What?
Gucci Tooch, if you tell... Adblocker doesn't work on this fix. If you tell them, I... No, it hasn't happened yet, Lily and Daddy, and you're not a sub. It's all these non-subs here. No, there's too many subs, not enough DOMs. Okay, here we go. So we're going to come back. We're going to start laughing. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
That was a good one. That was such a good one.
I just don't believe it.
You never did that, did you?
I don't in it. Everyone in the chat is laughing it. That's well worth being. That's well worth subbing for, wasn't it, guys?
I mean, outrageous.
Ooh.
No one tell Big Jeff.
So what we want to do tonight, right? Oh. You might as well stop the show now. It's never going to get better than that.
True.
Ah, right. So what? Lily, what did I miss? I wish I sub now. Yeah, exactly. So smug with my sub right now, says Emmy Boo 360. So what we want to do is we want to play a game that we used to play on the radio.
Yeah.
It's called My Noonie's Bigger Than Yours. No, it is called...
I don't remember being involved in that game.
It was me and James Whale. So... So what it is, you explain it.
Well, what, my nanny's bigger than yours?
No, chat roulette.
No, it's not chat roulette. Pass the chat on.
Oh, chat roulette's the thing with the winkles.
Turns out, yes. We thought we'd try something different, didn't we, that time? We thought, well, let's try some online chat.
The 75, you are gonna stay alive forever, cause you blooming well subscribed. Yes, caller, we're kind of...
Yeah, she wanted to get...
Okay, didn't hear that.
Oh,
louder.
Strident.
So chat.
Friday night, everyone. Cool out. It's too hot for that kind of caper.
We just played Chopsticks, Dry Eye Dan. Pass. Kobe, thank you for the sub.
Pass the chat on.
Pass the chat on. Thank you for the bits, Wonky T.
All right.
Wonky T.
Here's how it
Lily
works.
Lily and Danny, just subscribe. Look. I like the way it's behind James Bond.
Oh, it's so nice.
Isn't that good?
Listen, so this is Pass the Chat on.
Oh, I tell you what, let's let James describe it.
All right. James, a super fan. You're the super fan type man.
James, a super fan. Kidnapped us and chucked us in a van.
Hi, guys.
Stole our underwear, wore it to work and he didn't care. Chopped off Catherine's hair and had it for his tea.
Chat, bath, tumult like this. One caller calls in, then takes a piss. Then another calls right in, and then they pass a baton to him or her.
Yay.
How you doing, James? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, guys. Enjoying your radio station.
Sorry, just look at this.
Disco rings, this disco right rings.
Disco all the way.
Okay.
You don't want to see where the third one is.
Oh, God, I'm unmuting myself, sorry. So a caller calls up, like myself, and then another caller will call in and intervene, like they're probably going to do any second.
Yep.
I'm not enjoying your close-up there.
We haven't got that many callers at the moment.
Right.
In terms of show. No, I don't mean just now. I mean in terms of ever. So you could be on for ages. Start again. Explain it to the listener, and then they will call in using the details that we have on screen.
So I'll call up,
yeah,
like I have, and then someone can call up, and as soon as they call up, I get cut off, and they get on, thus passing the chat on.
Yes. So, Ronin 11123, Eon is in cut-off mood, you can tell. Yes, he is, because that is the premise of the game.
Don't argue with a Ronin.
What we will have...
Don't argue with a Ronin. That's Japanese soldiers.
Okay, well, with respect, what I'm saying to you is this. James is the first person with the chat on. So we talk to him until the next person comes along.
Now,
then
I'm so sorry, I spoke over you. I was using... What I was doing there... If you could just let me explain, is I was getting my patriarchy out and I was slapping your face with it. Mm. Now, I think you loved it, but there may be some birds in the chat what didn't. So I'm going to put it back and zip up my fly. Over to my beautiful and glamorous assistant.
I hate to tell you this, and it's quite embarrassing, but your misogyny is still showing a little bit. Only a tiny bit, though. So what happens is people ring up, and as soon as the next person rings, James is off. It could be that we're speaking to James for 5 minutes. It could be that we're only speaking to him for 10 seconds. Well, it's been longer than that now. But the next person will be cut off just as soon as the next person comes along. So if someone comes on who's totally boring, so says you, you can get rid of them straight away.
So you've got to call 0203-286-6370... Or Skype TLNA. You can come back multiple times.
Yeah,
now, this may not work because we've only got 662 only. We have got 662 viewers.
Quality viewers.
So let's just chat with James until...
This is, this is, this is really frustrating, guys, because I've just ordered a Five Guys and it's just turned up. So I'd really appreciate an intervention right now. Anyone?
Ooh, torment.
I've just turned on subtitles on... I don't want to show it in case a phone number comes up, but I've just turned on subtitles on Skype. I didn't know that they could do that.
You've got Five Guys at the door and you want to go?
I've got Five Guys ready to go.
Have you ever been in Five Guys? Did you enter Five Guys?
I've entered Five Guys a few times. Got covered in grease.
Oh, God. I was talking about the restaurant, mate.
You got me.
Yeah, no, get lost, loser.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, caller. That's how it works.
Hello, it's... Hello.
I didn't necessarily need to call him a loser. That was me improvising. Mm. That was improvisation. Hello, caller. You're playing Pass the Chat On.
Hello. It's Alistair speaking.
Okie dokie. It's a cruel game.
Because someone else has pipped you off.
It's a cruel game.
In a very real sense. Hello, who's that? Hello.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
We can. Who's that?
My name's Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
I was just trying to save James from his fight and tell that he could eat his Five Guys, but I picked someone else in as well, didn't I?
Yeah, you nicked Alistair off accidentally, but that's fine. That's just what happens in this game.
Oh, they're going to call back, but now they've got loads more interesting stuff to say than me.
It's too late, Rachel. You've got the chat on. What are you going to do with it is the big question.
Oh, no wonder. My son actually called up on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, 40 Sporran. Can you recall that call?
Farty Sporran?
Farty Sporran.
Farty Sporran.
Farty Sporran.
Farty Sporran, yes. Hello, caller. You've just taken control of the chat on.
Who did I cut off?
Farty Sporran's mum.
Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Sporran. I'm the son of the caller before. How are you doing, sir?
Very, very well, madam. How can we help you?
I don't know, just called up because my mum... Get off the phone, mother! Should not be on the phone, you stupid! How are you doing there, sir?
You stupid! What are you...
Don't speak to you! I'll control her, don't worry, dear.
Don't...
How come you're so posh?
What do you mean, so my mother wasn't posh, Catherine? How dare you!
I very dare.
Should I talk about your roots, Sean, or not? You need to get a new dye hair, darling. I can see your roots, darling. How dare you?
I can't see yours because your accent's all over the bloody show.
Hello, hello, caller, you're on.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, God. He was quite disrespectful to women. First of all, his mother was stupid.
I thought he was very funny. Hello, darling. Yes, darling.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I just wanted to get Farty Sporran's off the phone.
Thank you. No, it was getting very uncouth. Thank you for bringing the couth back.
Who is this? Who are you?
My name's Matt.
Talk to me, Matt. Who are you? What do you do? Hello, caller.
type.
See if you can coax them out.
Too late. Oh, hello.
Have you got favourite Bond films, both of you?
Live and Let Die.
Yeah. Catherine?
Do
you not like Bond at all?
I used to, but I don't have a preference. They're all much of a muchness, aren't they?
Mine is Skyfall, mainly because of the song.
Oh, you can't like a Bond film mainly because of the song. Although Live and Let Die, of course, is the best Bond song as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, it's a good film as well. But, that's the way I like it.
I don't like the new lad.
Oh, Daniel Craig? I thought he's quite convincing.
Nah.
Yeah. I've only seen one of his, Alistair, and it was the one where he got his undercarriage whipped on that chair.
Oh,
I thought that he acted that very well.
That's right, yes, it was a bit painful, I think.
Yeah, that would sting, wouldn't it?
So you
got a favourite Bond then? Favourite Bond then, Ian? Or?
Live and Let Die?
No, use your favourite Bond man.
Bond.
Tom Baker. Pope John Paul II. Jimmy Carter. Those are my people. Right? My president is Jimmy Carter. My pope is Pope John Paul II. And my Doctor Who is Tom Baker. And my favourite Bond is... Hello, caller.
Hi there, it's Matt again.
Hello,
Alistair
Matt again.
Cut me off, I think.
Outrageous.
Wow, so you're going for the revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's retaliation and I'm very bitter.
Okay, I can tell it in your voice.
We'll just nurse it a little bit longer because Daniel's on now. Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
Hey.
Live and Let Die, great film, Ian. Great film, great choice.
I didn't make it.
Obviously not, but it's a great choice for the best Bond film, I'd agree.
You sound too young for Moore to be your Bond.
No, I like the older Bond films. I'm not a big fan of Daniel Craig.
I don't like Connery.
Oh.
Connery is pony.
Wow, that's an unpopular opinion.
I don't like him. I tell you what I don't like about the Sean Connery films. I've not seen one since I was a kid. And it's that thing that you get in a lot of old films. You know, the driving.
Yeah.
And they're driving, but it's like a film behind them.
And they're doing this.
Yeah, that. Do you know what I mean, caller?
No more Bond. It's Matt again. No more Bond.
You're in control.
Bond band.
It's ridiculous. Get it gone.
Okay, you've got it gone. You're in control.
We should talk more about cheese.
Oh, I like cheese, but also I like Lee Jordan.
Thank you. I don't like James Bond. I think the only one that makes me laugh is that one where he put sellotape on his eyelids to make himself look Chinese, just because of how inappropriate it is. No, he infiltrates a mansion. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a spa, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Japanese, so you're a racist.
Wow.
Maybe I am.
Maybe.
He's also very, very wiggy in that one, isn't he?
It's so good. I mean,
he's wearing a wig over his wig. We were looking at pictures of this the other day. He's wearing a wig over his wig. Hello, caller. Oh, they went. Oh, no, they came back. Hello, caller. That's you, Brady.
Joe.
It's about time we had a female Bond.
I agree. I would like a female Bond.
Have you got any ideas of who?
Catherine, you're not convinced.
No, because I think Bond's a tosser and I wouldn't want anyone from my team being on it. He is, though, isn't he? He is, though. He's an emotionally stunted...
He can hear you! He can hear you!
He's an emotionally stunted... narcissistic, risk-taking, probably riddled with all kinds of STIs.
Hello, caller. I wrestle 22. Bonjour.
This was the quiet type from before.
Bonjour, madame, monsieur.
I find you very mysterious.
Allô? 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 Please, pardon me. Jordan.
Oh, hello again. Yeah, the books are even worse. I read a few of them when I was younger, and you get to hear his inner monologue, and he's a terrible person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, he's supposed to be a little bit of a brute. Well, very much of a brute, you know. I remember speaking to someone once, a Bond expert, who said that, you know, all this suaveness was nonsense, and in the books he's the sort of bloke that if you get in a bar fight with him, he'll use a bottle if he's not got a knife.
Yeah, it'll go for your eyes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that's fighting. That's Jeet Kune Do, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but in the films it's all, oh, I think he's taken a bottle opener for the worse.
Oh, I say, I really needed a shit. Hello, caller.
Was bullshit.
And?
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hey!
It was you! I was having a hard time with the audio earlier.
What was going on with your computer?
I don't know. I'm terrible with internet things. But I just wanted to say thank you for the raid last night. It was a lot of fun.
How did it go? Were our people nice to you?
They were so nice. They were all so nice and not creepy.
Because,
so,
you know, it's the internet and we want to send people over in love and harmony and to meet new people. But it's the internet.
And we can't always guarantee who tags along.
You know what goes on. How long? So just tell everyone, because we have people that kind of don't stick around for the whole show. At the end of the show, we do raids and we go and find someone that we like the look of and what their channel is, and someone without many viewers. And we all just kind of pile in and have a chat.
I hear you were introduced to the joys of Chaz and Dave last night.
I was. Yeah, that was something else for sure.
The Britain's finest folk singers.
The poets.
Beautiful. I think it moved me. It changed me as a person, honestly.
So, what is, can we, but now, what is your stream name?
It's Lil Odds, LILAUDZ.
Can we get a shout out, please?
Shout out for Lil Odds.
Can we get a shout out? And now that's going to come up the thing. May I ask, how long have you been streaming for?
Not long at all. I think I did my first stream back in March.
Okay.
Not long at all.
And how's it going? What is your plan? Do you have a plan?
It's been super fun. I really don't have a plan. I just kind of, because of quarantine and everything, I'm out of a job. So I just kind of stay home. And I'm an extrovert, so I kind of go crazy if I don't have people to talk to. So
hang on.
I just hop on and talk to us in the chat.
Who's crying?
I can hear some.
A kitty.
Oh, let's see. This is a cat. This is a cat-friendly show. Here we go. This is the content you guys want.
Say hi to Heidi.
Oh, look.
Look at you, Splodge.
Now, how many toes are we talking
about? She has a standard amount, I think. I haven't. Her,
Catherine is convinced that American cats have one more toe than British cats.
No, some of them have way more toes.
So I take a peek. Let's see. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Snap.
I'm seeing 4.
There we go. We are a cat-friendly show. I've got 4 cats, but they're...
Oh, she's unhappy. She does not want
to. You put her down. Oh, there we go. We're going to see a cat's bum.
There we go. That's what she has to say.
That's what it's all about.
Ma'am, show some...
Look at her. She's a stunner. Yes. She's going.
There it is.
There we go. Well done. This is what the internet was made for. Oh, poor little thing. Put her down if she wants to get down.
There we go.
There she goes. What's her name?
Her name is Heidi.
Heidi.
Heidi Klum, because she's a little supermodel.
So how are you finding the streaming? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I usually max out at like 5 viewers. So last night was kind of a kind of an assault, but it was a really good time. Like I said, everyone was super nice. So
it's hard to get noted. We're kind of doing all right, because I was on the telly over here, and me and Catherine did a radio show together, and Twitch have kind of given us a little plug for a bit. But it's hard to get noticed on
very
here,
much
you know.
So, yeah, and I really don't have any other kind of social media stuff like that, so I don't have like a way out. So yeah, it was really good. It felt like a big break. I felt like a superstar.
Hey, brilliant.
Well, they loved you. We're getting a lot of nice compliments.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're welcome to stick around. If you don't ever want to watch this rubbish again, I wouldn't blame you. What a load of old tosh this is. Absolute nonsense.
I also just need to apologize, because I was asked a couple times what my favorite British television shows and things like that are. And the only thing I could come up with was Love Island, which it is true. I love Love Island, but I just want to have a shout out. Great British Bake Off.
Love it.
I'm obsessed with it. It's a great show.
Shout! I don't know if we've ever had a shout out to a TV show before.
Shout out Great British Bake Off.
Big on those cakes.
That's potentially a first. When, by the way, I know it's not really the done thing to mention this, but you do have the most amazing nails.
Thank you.
Look at those. My God. When are you next online?
I'm thinking just after I'm finished up here. So.
Do it. Cool. This is what Twitch is about. It's about finding new people, and some of them you might dig and some of them you won't dig. And if you dig them, you can follow them, and maybe you want to chuck them a few quid as well to show your support. And we're all trying to make stuff. Hey, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you, guys.
See you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Well, I'm glad she managed to get through. How lovely. Pass the chat on is over.
But that was a successful test drive.
That wasn't bad, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't bad. I'd forgotten we did a raid last night. We were both so tired. Well, I was certainly so tired last night, and I was aware that I had to get up quite early. So I went to bed, and I kind of chucked you out. And I came down this morning. I'd left the candle burning all night. And it was down to, like, the sweat.
I mean, grey marl is always a gamble, but on a hot day.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but...
This is grey marl.
It's not. It's a T-shirt. And, oh, I saw a nice shirt pop up. In my Facebook feed.
Okay, sometimes it happens. The adverts. But be careful.
Why? Because it's...
Because a lot of those...
What is that?
A lot of those, what I arrived, what I received, things come from those kind of adverts. And I've had one. In fact, I just binned it straight away. I couldn't be bothered. I bought this blouse that I saw on Instagram. And when it arrived, like, all the sewing was all, like, wonky on one side. And the material was really, really crappy. And it did not look anything like the lovely kind of soft, floaty blouse that I thought I was buying. And then I thought, you're an idiot. Of course that's going to happen at some point. What you got there?
Well, these. I bought these shoes, right, that were supposed to, from a Facebook advert, that were supposed to glow. They're supposed to, like, glow, right? In the advert, they look wicked. I don't think these are charged up, so I might have to... How do I turn them on?
There was a button, wasn't there?
Ah, here we go, yeah. And then... I need to charge them up. Let me
charge those bad boys up, and then surprise us with them.
And we'll have a little look. Give me a few minutes, caller. I can't charge up my boy's hoverboard.
It won't work.
Nah, I think it's a new battery. It needs a new battery. But a new battery is like 60 quid.
Yeah.
Might as well just get a new one, or just hope that he never mentions it again.
Can you not push him?
We'll take some phone calls in a minute. Let's do some business, guys. Let's do some business. Poseidon Safety Management. If you're living in Devon and Cornwall, and who wouldn't want to live in Devon and Cornwall?
Everyone wants to.
Weather like this. The problem with weather like this is it gets burglars excited.
Does it?
And all kinds of naughty people go out in the streets looking for crime. But if you're in Devon and Cornwall, you are significantly safer because, and it's genuinely, Poseidon Safety Management. Let's just move this logo up a little bit out of the way. Come on, there we go. There we go. Poseidon Safety Management have got patrols in Devon and Cornwall operating, what's the time? 9:40. Right now. And the patrols that are walking the streets are walking local streets. They're all local people walking local streets. Also got the highest number of dogs on patrol as well. With humans, I would imagine. I'll check that out.
Don't just send the dogs
out.
No.
That would be inappropriate. And for them, it's not just about making money. It's a business. But it's about making a difference in their area. And we've spoken to the team at Poseidon. And genuinely, they want to make it safer. And they want to give back to the community. And they do loads of great stuff. Like we talked earlier about...
They did free patrols for a pub that was being targeted.
For the pubs in the area.
Yeah.
For the pubs in the area. And there was a school...
lockdown. A school was broken into. They did that for nothing, didn't they?
Yep, they went
into... Not broke into them for nothing. They protected them for nothing.
So they really care about their area. Poseidon Safe on Twitter. Poseidon Safety on Facebook. And if you get in touch with them, even if it's just to follow them, just say that you heard from TLNA. There's Use the Dog. More on him later. SommersWasteSolutions.com. There's the phone number. If you want to give them a call, they will sort out your waste issues.
On-site, off-site, whether you want a skip or something, you need a bigger solution for, I don't know, toxic waste, commercial waste, confidential waste, anything that you need getting rid of. Maybe you've already got a supplier and you're not satisfied with them. Maybe you've got a supplier and you're satisfied, but you think perhaps a conversation with Somers might yield a little bit of a bargain. It might well do. They believe they can save you money, but they can also help you with your green credentials.
Here's a testimonial, and you can see more of these on their website. Camden Town Brewery. Somers Waste Solutions have been our go-to for well over a year now. Everyone I've dealt with there has been helpful and proactive. Quite often with the nature of brewing, we can put in requests for service with very quick turnaround, and Somers Waste Solution have always been able to accommodate us. Would highly recommend.
And they've got a cat.
Bob the cat. I think Bob the cat is taking the limelight from the company and the good they do. So I'm just gonna, just a little bit.
Just a peep.
Here's my problem with Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. They have no animal pictures. They have no animals that work for them, which is a good thing because they're too busy helping people through a very difficult time in their lives. Getting divorced is horrendous, although according to some people, it's a time to celebrate, as we discovered
according to one person in
the chat the other day. It genuinely is. Dan is furious that your headphones are in the wrong ear.
Good. Oh, I'm keeping them in just out of spite.
Oh, they will help you tiptoe gently through the mess that is divorce without any of the he says, she says nonsense. They understand that you are a human being and your ex-partner is a human being and your kids are human beings and your animals are human beings. So give them a call or go to their website, gelaw.co.uk. You chat to them free and they can see if they can help you out, and then you can start talking about the old spondulix, all right? Thank you to all of our sponsors. It's appreciated. I noticed we had an email from a sponsor that I hadn't seen because you'd read the email and hadn't replied to them. So you're fired.
You're supposed to read all the emails anyway.
How do I know that it's an email if you've read it? It doesn't show up on my phone.
I don't know if you've read it or not.
Well, I haven't.
Well, I'm not magic.
Well, you could ask
me. Just read
me.
All the emails as a matter of course.
Well, no,
just
but I do. I thought I did.
You don't know.
Well, I thought I did.
Can you modulate your tone?
This is really... I thought I did, but no. I didn't realise that you were...
Good job you found it, eh? Alistair called. Are you going to ring back?
If you emailed us and we didn't get back, we'll get back over the weekend. We got a new email system. It's called Gmails, and
Ian will be reading them more thoroughly in future.
I read them. What do you want, caller? So, I'm sorry. Hello, caller. How can we help you?
Hello there. I was just inquiring about advertising opportunities, please.
Yeah. Oh yes, certainly. Well, who dis?
My name's Matt. I called up. I was on the anti-bond agenda.
Okay, the anti-bond agenda. Okay, anti-bond agenda.
That's right. Anti-bondage.
Ender.
I was wondering if it was possible. I know you've got a friend on shelf up there, but I was wondering if I could look for a vacancy on one of the other shelves for one show, and how much that would cost, please.
That is an amazing idea. People can buy space on the shelves next to Bond and Cher.
Okay. I don't know whether that's going to be pricey because that's...
Oh, it's £500 a show.
That is for revered icons only.
It's £500 a show.
I've not got the funds available.
Well, then stop wasting my time.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.